Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Pink News reports that the head of Glasgow, Scotland's Museums and Art Department has received extensive harassment and hate mail after approving an exhibition on homosexuality and the Bible. Dr. Bridget McConnell, the head of the city's Culture and Sports Glasgow office, said she had been subjected to a personal witch hunt by religious groups for allowing the art to be shown. Part of the July exhibition involved a Bible placed on a stand with pens for visitors to write in it. A message said, "If you feel you have been excluded from the Bible, please write your way back into it." The work was intended to encourage people, especially gays and lesbians, to contribute. However, some visitors scrawled profanities in it, forcing the museum to place it behind glass. Sermons have been preached in Roman Catholic churches across the Glasgow region condemning the art exhibition, and this week one man, Paul Mansbacher, a neo-fundamentalist Protestant who has been banned from the Free Church of Scotland, wrote to the Archdiocese of Glasgow demanding that she be officially and publicly excommunicated from the Catholic Church for what he described as the funding of blasphemous events. Dr. McConnell told the Times of London that she and her staff have since been subjected to a campaign of harassment and intimidation by religious fanatics. She cited almost 2,000 letters, emails, and phone calls attacking her and complaining about the exhibition, along with personal visits to her office. Religious groups have been picketing her office, calling her to repent, and one website set up by British religious and political activist David Crowder calls for her to be removed from her job. On one occasion, police were called when staff claimed they were seriously intimidated by protesters. Dr. McConnell told the Times of London, "What is deeply worrying is the fact that those who are protesting are not simply interested in expressing a difference of opinion, which they are entitled to, but want to silence those they do not agree with. The menace, intimidation, and misogyny expressed in a great deal of the correspondence is deeply worrying. To get such venom and aggression from total strangers gives you the feeling that they would like a public execution. They continually express this feeling that it's unfair. If we were Muslims, we could murder you for this." End quote. Notably, Dr. McConnell has also been featured on the front page of the newsletter of the neo-fascist British National Party in an article which claimed that her misuse of public money on this exhibition helped the case for reintroducing the criminalization of homosexuality. At budurl.com/outfront and baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.